from KQED.
Most of us have at least some love and admiration for our parents. I happen to have a lot. At the same time, let's face it, for many of us, our worst fear is ending up just like our mother or our father. It's easy for our parents' traits and habits to get passed down to us. The same is true for the tragedies they experienced. As part of our coverage of the Vietnam War, health reporter April Domboski explores how the traumas that Vietnamese refugees faced live on in their children.
Sometimes, just when you're about to leave, you see the past in a new way. For Mylin Lee, she was about to fly to Europe when she thought of her mom. Lee is 30, about the same age her mom was when she got on a boat to leave Vietnam.
And there was no food, no water, and people were just dying left and right. And every time somebody died, they would just throw them overboard.
Lee wasn't born yet. Her mom was divorced and had two young daughters at the time. But only one of them got on the boat with her.
The older one was just kicking and screaming, and it was sort of a risky thing because, you know, she's sneaking off into a boat. When she told me the story, this was the one time she cried, was when she said, "So I decided to just leave her behind."
Stories like these trickled out during Lee's childhood in San Jose. It was always hush-hush, so Lee doesn't remember that much. What she remembers about her parents was how angry they were.
The amount of rage they had inside of them was scary.
Lee remembers this one day when she was six. She was in first grade, and she forgot her backpack at home.
And no one could understand why I was so worried about that. But when I got home, my mom found out, and she just lost her mind.
Lee had this plastic Fisher-Price table. It was yellow and blue.
She just, like, kicked that thing across the room. It hit the wall so hard, it terrified me.
Lee says it was like this all the time. She forgot her books when they went to the library, and her mom started screaming. When her sister messed up a sauce for dinner, her dad threw a dish at the wall.
Sometimes I just didn't even know what I was dealing with.
She came to dread every day. And it also took her hours to fall asleep.
Having that kind of anxiety about, like, what mistakes I might make the next day, you know, it would keep me up at night. I think that's where my anxieties over, like, making mistakes started.
As a kid, Lee figured her family was just like all the other Vietnamese families in the community. Everybody's parents wanted their kids to be serious about school and remember their backpack. Right.
The belief is a cultural piece, but the reaction is influenced by trauma.
Clayton Chow is a psychiatrist based in Southern California.
A parent without trauma would sit the child down and say, "Hey, what happened? How can we ensure that you have your backpack and the importance of having your backpack?" Versus if she was traumatized, then immediately she would just explode with no control.
Chow says he sees this with a lot of Vietnamese families who suffered terrible losses during or after the war. If parents don't resolve the trauma they experienced, their kids can inherit it. It's partly genetic. Trauma can alter genes, which get passed down to the next generation. And it's partly behavior, usually unconscious.
Children grow up in that environment, develop a lot of anxiety, and very unsure of themselves, because parents who are supposed to love you react that way. How can you have any prediction for strangers?
The phenomenon is called the intergenerational transfer of trauma. It was first recognized in the 1960s in the children of Holocaust survivors. It's since been identified in lots of groups, including kids of Cambodian and Vietnamese refugees. But while the Jewish mode of managing trauma is commemoration, remembering, in some Buddhist cultures, people cope by letting go of things that can't be changed or focusing on the future. For Mylin Lee's family, the kids were the future.
At that time, when I'm in high school, my parents sort of decided for me that I was going to be a pharmacist. Like, I was given no say in this.
As Lee got older, her parents got more controlling. Because they had lost so much, they were obsessed with her safety. Lee says they would listen in on all her phone conversations and wouldn't let her walk anywhere. She never learned how to ride the bus because her parents insisted on hiring drivers to take her to school.
Even my friends and my friends' parents felt bad for me. They would actually lie to my parents for me sometimes so that I could go to the movies or something, you know.
Lee got really good at suppressing her own anger and frustration so she wouldn't set her parents off. But now, as an adult, she started to notice little ways that this family habit is catching up with her. She was on the phone with her boyfriend recently.
And he didn't do something that I thought he should have done, like, by a certain time. And this rage just, like, suddenly came out of nowhere, just, like, totally bubbled up within me.
She says she wanted to throw the phone across the room.
And it was, like, this really depressing moment of realizing that I'm just like my mother.
Lee decided she wanted to interview her mom and dad, ask them about the things that happened to them that she was always told not to talk about. It was a way of figuring out who she was and where these different parts of herself came from. Her dad told her about his first wife and their two sons. He was a helicopter pilot in the South Vietnamese Air Force, then spent 3 years in a concentration camp after the war. He later made it to the U.S., but when he sent for his family, their boat sank, and his wife and older son drowned.
He abruptly stopped talking and then just started wailing.
Lee had never had such a clear picture of how much suffering her family has had to bear. She'd never seen her dad in this state.
It was weird for me to be there for him because we just never have had that kind of relationship where we were there for one another.
It was a first step, an important one, says psychiatrist Clayton Chow. But Lee knows it's a long road to true reconciliation. She feels like her parents' past is on her now. She says she needs to work through it all for herself and for them. I'm April Dembosky, KQED News.
Find more stories like April's at kqed.org/Vietnam War.